I'm excited this morning. I got three classes to do. This one, the health class this afternoon, and regular service. Now, let me tell you this. In a conference, it's a leadership conference this morning. In a conference like this, it would cost you $10,000 to $15,000 in the world to sit under 42 years of searching. So I want you to pay close attention. Also, if you can walk away from this, walk. Because I got one leader left and another leader shaking right now. If you can walk away from this, I can. I got goodbye in my vocabulary. Because you have to want this. This is you and God. It's not about me. It's about you and God and about what God have chosen you to be under and chosen you to do. All right? If somebody is ill-willed and you listen to them, you're going to get yourself in trouble. They're going to talk you out of something that God have provided for you. I'm talking to leaders, right? Leaders got to think because they have the people who follow them. They have to be able to talk to them when they get kind of ill-willed or kind of ignorant. Okay, so it's so important that in what we're doing, I'm going to talk about health and prosperity.
Amen.
That's the covenant. Yes, that's the basic eternal life, health, and prosperity is what all ministers should be talking about. These are the keys to the covenant. So I don't, so religion will have a tendency to not understand you talking about those things so much, but those things are the foundation of everything else. They're what grace about, they're what faith about, they're what everything is about. I'm going to carry you through some things this morning. And you have to remember these things that I'm carrying you through is not just for this church. Good success is spiritual.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
And so when I'm in these classes, I'm teaching you good success principles for your businesses, for your marriages, etc. So it's a whole lot of things being done beyond the walls of this building. All right, you may be seated. Get your Bibles out, and let's turn to First Chronicle, chapter 4. And I want to share with you about expanding, enlarging, and extending the vision in you and your life. Let me go over it again. Expanding, enlarging, and extending the vision in you and your life. Now, based on that, it has to be some things that happen. You have to pay attention. The first thing that has to happen is revelation beyond what you know. Revelation. The second thing is reception. You have to learn how to receive things you don't know. They put you in another category. The third thing is not a reaction, but a response. You have to respond properly to things that God revealed to you. And class, results. Results. What I want to share with you this morning is how to receive results from this vision because of your position.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You heard me, Kenny?
Yes, sir.
How to receive. See, some things happen in your life. You don't know why they happen. That's but right. It happened because you connected to this vision. We got to come alive. Come alive. See, it's a reality. See, you may think all this happened. I'm praying. I'm confessing. Right. No. God got you connected with something. He wants to get in the earth's realm. And so you on the blessing age.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
Holy
Ghost.
See, we got to stop shucking and jiving and think we in a regular setting here. We're not in a regular setting. You talking about you're going to swap church. You can't swap this. you might go somewhere, but you ain't swapping. All right. Revelation, reception, respond, and results. Expanding, enlarging, and extending the vision in you and your life. You have to be a part of the vision.
Right.
Now, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, we have what you call, verse 9, called, many call it the Jabez prayer. But I want you to understand this prayer. In the ninth verse, he said, Jabez was more honorable. Very, very important word, honorable. In leadership, you have to be honorable. Now, I studied a whole lot of stuff, vibration, frequencies, all this. When I get close to you, I can pick up bad vibration.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you've been talking about me or you talking about one of the other leaders and you've been talking to a person who is ill-will with what God is doing,
right.
I know it as soon as I get to talking to you.
Yes, sir.
And I want to train you so you can know it.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
So you can say, hold that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hold that. Let's go talk to Leroy Jr. about this.
Right.
Because I mean, if you out of wax, go on and slide.
Right.
But don't try to pull somebody else out of wax. You understand? So honor, being honorable is so important. Being honorable, being truthful.
Right.
Another word is integrity. That's what they need for leadership, you know. All right, so watch this now. And Jabez, ninth verse, was more honorable than his brother. You see that?
Right. Yes, sir.
And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now look at this selfish prayer, it seemed like, that this man prayed. But you have to be mature to pray a prayer like this.
Right. Yes, sir.
You have to not be concerned about what other people say.
Right. Yes, sir.
And you can't pray it in front of all of them.
Right.
See, when you grow, maturity is a powerful thing. But it's not to vent off among people who are not mature enough to handle it. Because your motive become questionable. Watch me class now.
Yes, sir.
Because you're operating on another level,
right.
And they don't understand.
Right. Yes.
So they, what they would call selfish, God would call honorable. Because you have grown into a certain strength. Watch what I'm saying now. In your spirit and in your mind, which is your soul, your consciousness. Which is in your soul, your willingness, which is in your soul.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit is already socket.
Yes,
your soul is the one who jabbing.
Yes, sir. Right. Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
See, the enemy work on you in your soul, your thought life.
Mm-hmm.
He be jabbing at you.
Right.
See, that's a scripture we'll deal with. As a man thinketh,
yeah,
in his heart or in his soul, so is he. And Jabez called on God, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Didn't that sound selfish?
Right.
He praying for himself.
Right.
And then he asked the audacity, enlarge my course.
Yeah.
Make me bigger. Make me bigger.
Yeah.
And that thy hand might be with me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes.
Now, here's another part of it. That thou will keep me from what?
Evil.
Evil. See, that's part of leadership.
Yes, sir.
That it may not grieve me. See, evil and sin grieve you.
Yes, sir.
And you can't really receive.
Right.
And God granted to him that what he requested.
Yes,
point number one. Leaders must know their potentials in God. I'll give you another scripture, because I'm not going to have time to cover all the scriptures. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12, and then 14 through 18,
yes,
it talks about if my people.
Right.
Then Acts 6:7. Now turn to Acts 6:7, because this covered a whole vision.
Right. Yes,
this is a scripture God gave to me 37 years ago.
Sir.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Amen.
See, some people think I'm doing something else, but I've been doing it ever since.
Yes,
I've been doing exactly what he told me to do.
Right.
No matter how people don't understand it. You know, I'll leave you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't we walk through the valley? I'll leave you in the valley if you don't want to go. I'm going to the rivers. See, the valley is in Ezekiel. The valley is in Ezekiel 37. The rivers in Ezekiel. Put that down. The valley is in Ezekiel 37. The dry bone, but the rivers in Ezekiel 47. See, and I'm not standing on valley too long. I'll come in there and see about you, and talk to you and tell you, look, you're wrong. Now let's get this straight. And then if you don't get straight, I'm going back to the river. I ain't staying in the valley too long.
Amen.
So you find some time in your mindset, you find yourself in the valley.
Yeah.
Don't let that upset you. You're in control of your mind.
That's right.
Amen.
See, this is what we're going to think right now.
Right. Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Amen. See, if anybody gets thawed, you're going to get thawed in your mind. It's crazy, man. You know, for me to say it, I'm not talking about me. How can you walk away from this?
Absolutely.
Teaching you principles, God speaking to you, ministering to you, opening the door for you, giving you insight. It is just, it don't make no sense. No spiritual sense, no sense. You ain't here because you locked down. You here because you want to be here. This ain't no call. My destiny is not in you.
Right.
Maybe your destiny might be in me.
Right.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Man, I'm called.
Yes,
you know, I didn't, some was sent, some went. I didn't went.
Right.
I was called out of the world.
Yes,
now listen, Acts 6:7. This is all I've been doing.
Right.
And the word of God increased, number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests was supposed to be obedient to the faith. I've had some preachers come through here, boy. They don't know why they came through here, but they were supposed to be obedient to the faith and whatever God had for them to do. Some of y'all trembling on the runway now. Don't tremble, baby. Settle down and you'll know when you got enough fuel for the flight. Because you don't want to get in mid-flight and find out, shoot, man, I don't have enough fuel for this. This look easy, but it take a lot of time. So, leaders should know their potentials in God. The secret of all power and all achievement and all possession depend on what we think. Proverbs 23:7. Turn there. I think that's it. Is that the right voice? Huh? See, there's a revelation in the church that most ministers and ministry don't know. Thinking. That's it. That's one word. Thinking. See, people go to church, they don't want to think. But the Bible in Romans 12:2, what the Bible talking about? Thinking? Huh? Philippians 4:8, what the Bible talking about? Thinking? Isaiah 55, what are you talking about? Thinking? My thoughts are not your thoughts. You can't stop thinking because you're saved. If you don't think right, you're going to be conformed, take shape of. But if you think right, you're going to be transformed. So you can't leave your mind at home. Talking about you spiritual. The Bible talks about the spirit of the mind, the mind of the spirit, the mind of Christ. You know, the scriptures talk about in Philippians 2:5, it talks about having the mind of Christ. It in the message of the Bible, it says, think of yourself like Christ think of himself. Christ was the thinker.
Yeah.
If you feed on something long enough, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to think about it. You become it. Wandering voices start speaking to you if you don't know what you're doing. And cut you off just before you jump off into the other dimension, or other depth. So the secret of all power, yet Proverbs 23:7, what he said?
As a man.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See. You got to think. All power, all achievement, and all possession depend on what we think. You can't keep it if you think wrong. That's what the enemy is going to trick you at.
Right.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right. knowing how to function in the presence of God is a must. Listen, knowing how to make divine withdrawals. When God manifests, you should be ready to receive, reap, and make withdrawal of what he's manifested.
Yes, sir.
Listen at the key now. Here's the key. Yes, knowing how to function in the presence of God is a must.
Yes,
knowing how to make divine withdrawals. Are you with me, Clan?
Yes,
now I'm going to tell you 8 or 9 things now that this depends upon. There's the word called conditioning. Your condition of the condition of your life going to depend on your withdrawals from God. This morning I'm conditioning you to travel in territories that the average man don't know about.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
See, all of your conditioning, what condition you in? What condition you in? Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, in your family, it's based on you having the ability to know how to function in the presence of God and make withdrawals.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
This don't have nothing to do with college.
Right, yes, sir. Absolutely.
See? Church have a tendency, don't know how to make withdrawals, but if they're set inside, you ought to know how to draw.
Yeah.
When the word is just sitting inside you, they ought to know. I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, and then you ought to be the hunter with your grouch yourself. Listen.
Right there.
You sit inside a grouch. There you go again. Sure is. I'm always going. You knew that before you left your house. And don't ever wish I would sit down because that would make me stand up more. Condition, environment, experiences, come on, encounters. I'll go over there. Condition,
yes,
environment,
yes,
experiences,
yes,
encounters.
Yes,
got experiences on you twice. Enlightenment, empowerment. Then you come to explosiveness.
Yes.
Your life explode with goodness.
Hallelujah.
Explode with wisdom. Explode with knowledge. Explosive with truth.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Lie can't hang around you. A traitor can't hang around you. Be a tattletale.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell on. Just get around and get around somebody you can tell. Just that I can, you forgot to get around them. Just talk. Just start talking. Say, you know, so and so told me this year. Oh, I didn't know you were there. I trained Ronald them how to be tattletale many years ago. You don't tell Ronald nothing, he's going to tell me. All these leaders, that's what I'm saying. All y'all ought to be tattletale. Tell, you know, Pastor, so and so say something about something so. So I can mark them. I want to share one of the most powerful things because this service and the next service are going to be more important to you than everybody else. Because I'm going to be talking about two poignant factors that are powerful that can change your destiny. To hear, here I am. Write that down. We're going to look at that one. And the I am-ness of you. Hey, take up on the characteristic of Jesus. Jesus kept saying, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of the life. I am the true vine. I am the way. I am. Two most powerful words. So I'm going to talk about the I am-ness in this service this morning. But I'm going to talk about here I am now. Here I am and who am I? Write them two things down. Here I am I and who am I? Because if the who am I had to be answered before you could say here I am I. Because if you don't know who you are, you can't say, am I.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Exodus chapter 3. Let's execute this. Knowing how to, knowing how to function in the presence of God is a must. Knowing how to make divine withdrawal. And now we're dealing with here am I. Here am I. Exodus chapter 3. Moses had the burning bush experience.
Right. Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Yes,
I wish I had time, class. But I'm going to give you a little bit here. Exodus 3. I can't read all the verses. You know he had the burning bush experience, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all on my right.
Yes, sir.
All right. In the, in the third chapter and the fourth verse. That's the burning bush, the second verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame. The first verse, Moses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro's father-in-law, the priest of the Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. You see that?
Yes,
in a flame of what?
Fire.
Out of the midst of a what?
A bush.
Now watch what happened.
Right.
Watch what happened. See. You got to be at attention.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You got to pay attention.
Yes, sir.
See, in the spirit world, you got to pay close attention because you're not sitting in a Sunday school class.
Right.
Or you're not sitting in a Harvard University class.
Right. Yeah.
You're sitting in a class that has no respect or limit.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Put down no respect or limit.
No respect limit.
I want you as a leader to be in your life to have, you, ain't nothing too good for you.
Yeah.
And you have to have that concept, nothing too good for me. Say that.
Nothing
too good for me to have.
Nothing.
You understand it?
Right.
Nothing too good for me to be.
Nothing too good for me to be. Yes, sir.
Now, if you're going to run in this path, you got to understand that.
Yes, sir.
See, the unlimitedness of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God is unlimited.
Yeah.
The church limited God.
Right. Yeah.
But he's unlimited. What I say?
He's unlimited.
Yes, he's unlimited. What are you talking about too much? What is that?
Right.
Where you get that vocabulary from the English dictionary, from Webster? God, in God's word, there is no such thing as too much.
Right.
Uh-huh. Too long.
Right.
You're not getting old, you're getting younger.
Yeah.
Stop thinking that crazy way. Stop thinking that foolish stuff. I'm in the prime of my life.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom just dawning on me. I mean, the dawn of wisdom. That's where you are. Sometimes your sibling might understand, but they're talking about somebody who's dawning in wisdom. They think they know more. Shoo. You better catch another bus. Watch this. I'll go back to the second verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he what?
Looked.
He looked. And what else?
Behold.
And behold. See, some people just looking.
Right. Yes, sir.
Behold means there's something else I got to find out about this. So I'm a continual look until I see something.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
Sandy Patty said, we shall behold him. See him as he really is. We're only getting glimpsed down here.
Oh,
you imagine sitting in front of God and God wave at you. Jesus nodded his head. Then the Holy Spirit become manifested and smile at you.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you ain't got no imagination? Come on here. One of the most powerful gift God has given you is your imagination.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
See it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord God.
Quit looking for it.
Right.
See it.
Right.
I can go off here and teach you some stuff here. You know, God train us.
Yes.
God give us an imagination.
Yes,
that we can see where we're going before we get there.
Yes, right. Oh, yes, sir.
When you're sick, you see help.
Yes.
I just about going to say the other problem. You're broke, see money. That's what, I just stop me from preaching the covenant. That's the covenant, man. See it. All right. Oh, my God. I'm stuck. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed.
Right.
What happened here?
Right.
What happened here? Let me say it this way. I think the Holy Spirit. God is ready to take him from beneath to beyond.
Yeah. Right. Glory to God.
Whatever Moses was under at that time. By looking and beholding, he went above it. From beneath. Now, that ain't in my note. That's to beyond. Whatever's sitting on you after this morning, you're going to sit on it. See, that's the way the Spirit went. I'm talking about calling all the chicken and all the cows home right now. Whatever you beneath, whatever is not functioning right in your life, let me talk to you now. Whatever holding you back, whatever been on top of you, putting pressure on you, you about to go above it. You understand what I'm saying? There are always a lifting when you come in the presence of God. There's information and anointing present in leadership.
Yeah.
The anointing just stepped in.
Yeah. Yes,
the Holy Ghost just smiled on you.
Yeah.
Jesus just nodded his head.
Yes,
the Father just waved at you.
Yeah.
What they're saying, Marvin? We're about to handle this.
Yeah.
I've come to a point. I don't like regular.
Amen.
I want premium all the time.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
Yes.
He helped regular, but he always, God said, I ain't staying on your regular with you all your life now. You got to do something. I want to bring you somewhere else. Woo! Y'all know what we're doing? We're coming from beneath. We're going beyond. And we're standing above. You hear me, John?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
Glory. Glory.
Here.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
What you want is not a drop in the bucket. You can get all you want, all you desire, and God won't even have to move his little finger. He just sat there and smiled. Say, go ahead on, God. I want you to understand that. I'm going to get back to my lesson, but you get around somebody talking about that's too much, excuse me. They don't understand where you're coming from. Feel the presence of God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
God's been looking for a people he can lift.
Yes,
beyond
God.
Religion, that they can walk in revelation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
I know there's many dedicated people in this room.
Right.
I know that. Don't you have to be no wizard to know that. But I have to minister to you like you're a leader. You have to be tougher.
Yes, sir.
Than a person just sit out them pews.
Right. Yes,
they might say anything.
Right.
You must correct them.
That's right.
When they talk to you wrong.
You're right.
About the vision.
Right. Yes, sir.
Say, hold up now. I'm not going to have a part of this.
That's right.
Sit down. A few more minutes. Go. Somebody go find me a handkerchief, boy. I don't want no handkerchief. You've been wiping your face with these, huh? Man, give me one time, huh? All right. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? He looked, he behold, he turned aside. You want to see. See, you got to stop. As a leader, you got to look, you got to behold, and you got to turn aside. You got to see what's going on before you open your mouth. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Here we go to the good part. And then the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. God saw it.
Right.
God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. Notice God didn't call until he looked, behold, and he turned aside. You are not in this room by accident.
Right. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
God called you,
yes, sir,
and chose you to be in this room this morning.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
My goodness. God called him out of the midst of the bush, in the middle of verse 3-4, and said, Moses, Moses. And know what he said. Why was he able to say that? Why was he able to say, here am I? Why was he able to, he saw what he was dealing with. He saw who he was dealing with. He had spent some time. I don't know the gap between the time between here am I, then the look and the beholding and the turning aside. That was, it didn't happen just like that. I don't know how long it took.
Come on. Yes, sir.
But he had to know something to be able to say, here am I. Here's what I want to show you. He had an encounter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Leaders have to have an encounter or they're not going to make it.
Right. Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah, right.
No, you can be in the midst of an encounter and miss it?
That's right. Absolutely.
Because you don't look. You don't behold. You don't turn aside from what you're thinking about.
Right.
And let the encounter have full breasted.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You heard that, Junior?
Yes,
you can be in an encounter and miss it,
right,
and walk away from it.
Right.
And think you going down the street and get the same thing. You're not. You're in the midst of an encounter, man. An encounter is when God has caught somebody else's hand.
Right, yeah.
And say, I'm going to walk through this with you. An experience, you just see something.
Right.
But an encounter, you touch.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah. Some people never had an encounter.
Right.
Some people never had God to hold their hand,
right,
put his hand on their shoulder. Here am I.
Yeah.
Now, if that don't get you, turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
Yeah.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Leaders have to have an encounter.
Right.
Some people just have an experience.
Yes, sir.
But they didn't learn the lesson about the encounter.
Yes, sir.
When you have an encounter, it put an echo on your spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
keep it from floating around.
Yes.
It created a dynamic called focus.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't look to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes on me. Looking into Jesus, dog.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on me. When it comes down to the reality of the whole thing, listen to me, all of us are just pointers.
Right. Right.
We point you to him.
Right.
Leaders got to be good pointers.
Yes, sir.
Point you to him. I understand about who it is all about.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I understand this is not about Leroy. This is not about Coach. I understand that.
Right.
It's not about White.
Right. Oh, yes,
you got to understand who it is about.
Right.
Yes,
it's about no man, it's about no woman, it's about God. It's about a cross. Somebody hung on it. It's about somebody died that we have a right to the tree of life. I know that. Do you know that? I know that. This ain't about me. This ain't about you. It's about somebody who hung on the cross and died, man. Paying for the price. We got to represent him. Magnify him.
Yes, sir.
People get to judge him because they don't have no encounter.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to get away with this, but I got to say it. Blessings are meant to be flaunted. God flaunted blessing.
Right.
Well, let them talk about Job. Let them talk about Abraham. Let them talk about Solomon. He want me to know I'm the blesser.
Right.
But why somebody tell me about blessing? I don't see no result.
Right.
So I don't want you sitting there flinching when I'm talking about what God have done.
Right.
Stop flinching. God darn it. Stop flinching.
Right.
Stop itching. Scratch yourself. Shut up. Let God be God. These people who come in here this morning don't know much as you know. I'm training you beyond them. I got my intercessors in here this morning. I want them to hear this. Where I'm coming from. Where I'm going. You can't keep up in the spirit just by intellect.
Right.
You are not only called to focus. Sit down. Write this down. You are called to know how to flow.
Right.
You got to stop floating. Float. You got to know how to flow. You got to know that the chain of command going to change sometime.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. You can't tell God I don't want to say that.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I ain't getting far for you.
Right.
Amen.
You can't tell God, I don't want to say that. Everything going smooth now. No, God said, break it up.
Yes.
Right now you're going to find out who's ready to go. Break it up. Say something they don't want to hear.
Yes, sir.
One old preacher said, you haven't preached or somebody get hot. Walk out on you. Or somebody did like that boy did Buck in his class, Buck preaching, and the guy with no respect. I told Buck, that should have better not have been me. I said, you out your mind? Cover your mouth. This is going to be a classic in your life.
Amen. Glory to God.
Watch it now in Isaiah 6. We're dealing with another encounter here.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
And we're going to end up with the same result.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
After this man had the encounter, he's going to say the same thing.
Right.
Same words that Moses said.
Right.
Commentary don't tell you that. That came through the Holy Ghost. I was sitting in my office. One night I couldn't sleep. I stayed up all night Thursday night, I believe. Couldn't sleep. Lord won't talk to me. See. There are nights I don't sleep. Say, no sleeping nightly, Leroy. It'll be me and you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Said Jacob, wrestle all night.
Yes, sir.
Wrestle with God all night. Yes, in the next day, it's amazing. By the next day, I'm not tired.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
Every now and then, I have an all-night experience. You know, Jesus prayed all night.
Right, right, right.
And God talked all night.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to write. And I fall down, get to cry. And he said, oh, I'm going to tell you something else. I believe you're telling me things other preachers wouldn't listen to.
Right, right.
Sometimes.
Right.
If too much people please them.
Yeah. Oh my.
And make it nice and make it nice and comfortable for the people. No. No, I believe in love and I believe in goodness, but I believe we have to know the truth.
Yeah, amen.
Woo! I might have to call another class because I'm only on point two. You know, I'm gonna make a little laugh here. So. I'm gonna train you so well you can't find no way else. You go, say, oh, shock. You sit up and say, oh, shock, I made a mistake. Shock, I made a mistake, yeah. Now bring you back to Sunday school. You ain't gonna be happy enough. And then this is anybody who sat there long enough, they ain't happy where they are. I see some of my ex-members, they wave kind of sad. Right. Train you so good, nobody can't bring you back down to another level.
Wow.
Ain't nobody got time to be going back. You ain't got them on one life.
Wow. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
I want to go forward, man. Forget the thing behind me. I want to grow. I want to develop. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to go back to no Sunday school. I don't. What? Talking about how many books in the Bible. I ain't got time for that, man. Anybody can just read for 66.
Right.
You know, quoting all the book in the Bible. What good that going to do you? Man, I want, what are you in the book?
Right.
I like that. I'm going to train you so good. You're going to be miserable everywhere you go. I declare all my ex-members are miserable. I guess I can do it like this, the Lord. I don't know if that's the right word, Lord. But it's a street boy, but it's been 42 years of hustling.
Yes,
I've been in there, you know, pushing and pressing and pulling. I ain't got time to mess around. This ain't no Sunday deal for me. That's why some people don't see nothing. They got spans set up for God. I don't. I had to set up span for other things.
You're right. Yes, sir.
Now let me read this to you. And it just dropped the point. It's 8:43 now. Let me read this to you. Isaiah 6. In my Bible said, a holy and glorious Lord.
Yeah.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on the throne.
Right.
High and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. I mean, Kosa Lemon, Shefriska Nande. I remember Roseke. I remember coming to the revelation that when it says train filled the temple, he kept on coming. He kept on coming. He don't run out.
You're right. Oh, yes, sir.
And as a leader, I want him to keep on coming in your life. Keep on showing you another level. Keep on showing you another wisdom. Keep on showing you another knowledge. Keep on showing you another understanding. He just keep on coming. For 42 years in my life, he just keep on coming. I'm sitting here, you know, I got a revelation. He said, let me show you two more things. He never runs out. It's a joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Say, well, do you ever have your down moment? I don't accept them.
Right. Right.
I kick them back up.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
You ever have lonely moments? I don't accept them.
Right. Right.
I get closer in God's bosom.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord God.
Do you have many friends? I don't accept them.
Right.
Can't. I can't afford it.
Right.
I got two friends in this room. No, I got four friends in this room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I trust them.
Right.
I can sit down and talk with them. They ain't going to cut me.
Right.
I can laugh and be myself.
Yes, sir.
What? See, I wonder if you're talking about me. I don't know. You got to get closer, baby. All right, let me try to read. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With 20, he covered his face, and with 20, he covered his feet, and with 20, he did fly. And one cried out unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Good God Almighty. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him. Man, that voice moved the door. And the house, I wish I had time to mess with this, were filled with smoke. Boy, that's an encounter, isn't it? What? Well, now I've been in encounter like that in services. People missed it though. I've seen the glory come and things start moving. Matter of fact, that encounter is somewhat upon me now.
Yes, sir.
At another dimension.
Yeah.
In a deeper realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, when the encounter come, a cleansing will come along with it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. A cleansing. Encounters produce cleansing. Whatever was ailing you in your mindset.
Right, yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Whatever was making you a coward. As a leader, to know you got to keep moving.
Right, right.
Whatever doubtful element have come into your character,
yeah,
is cleansed when you have an encounter.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Whatever motive,
yes, sir,
that is not right,
yes, sir,
is cleansed,
yes,
when you come into an encounter.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
And that's what is happening to Moses and Isaiah. Before I can use you,
right,
I got to let you see, man. Before I can use you, I got to clean you up. Can't be shucking and jiving. This ain't no post office job. I ain't calling you to carry natural mail. I'm calling you to carry supernatural letters. Supernatural epistles. Your life should be an epistle. Not just Paul's life. But Nita's life is an epistle. To her children, her grandchildren. To the people she around. We are all walking epistles. The Bible's still being written.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Lord God. Ah, oh, thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Remember, you're an epistle.
Yes.
You're being written about what you say, what you do, what you think.
Right.
What you do for others.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
What kind of light you got on.
Right. Yeah.
What's in your mind right now?
Right.
You in control of your mind.
Right.
Don't let it think nothing wrong.
Right.
Put it down.
Right.
Cast it down.
Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah.
Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Yes,
right now.
Right now. Hallelujah.
You don't bring the store down where you get your food from.
Right.
That's crazy, because you go back, you ain't going to have no food. The store burned down. Ooh, Lord. I got to get there. Get the Bible. I'm going to stand up and finish this.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Yesha. Then said, verse 5, then said, woe is me, for I'm undone.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people that talk too much.
Right.
Unclean lips. for my eyes have seen the King,
yeah,
the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim up unto me, having a what?
Live
coal in his hand. Lord, let that live coal hit here now.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
What you had taken with the tongue from off the altar.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he laid it upon my mouth, my mouth, my mouth. Lord, it's my mouth, my mouth, my mouth, my mouth, my mouth. Not her mouth, my mouth. I wonder why he laid it on his mouth. Because your mouth and your mind can be two of your greatest enemies. You got to watch what go in your mouth. You got to watch what come out your mouth. You got to watch what go in your mind. And you got to watch what come out your mind. On this afternoon, I'm going to tell them one aspect of health is thinking. You got to watch what you think, watch what you drink, and watch what you eat. It ain't just exercise.
Right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. We run a service. That's why we walk in late. We run it. And then he laid it on my mouth and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquities is taken away, and thy sin purged." That's Jesus. All right. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send? Who will go for us?" Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Isaiah now. Then said Isaiah, "I heard about Moses." I heard the answer Moses gave. Here am I. Send me. Twice. Two of the greatest encounters in the Bible. Moses and Isaiah. And I bet you can find another one. They said the identical word. Here am I. And what are you saying? Send me. And they're saying this. Do with me what you want to do with me. In other words, do me, Lord. Yeah, you got to come down to the point sometimes. Just do me, Lord. Without any, just do me, Lord. In other words, Lord, have your way. Have your will with everything I am and everything I have you trust me with. That is so powerful. Am I? Send me. I would like for that anointing to rest upon you. To realize what we are aiming to do in this generation. Now you see, I'll never lose beat with the time, because I'm on eternity. So time changes can't lose me because of being here a while. I know when to change suit. I know when that suit out of date. I ain't wearing it no more. I know how to flow. Whatever it takes. I'm getting younger and younger every day.
Yes, sir.
People who hang around me going to stay young.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
You'll never see me dragging by to my heart. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Move, leg. Move. Move. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Father, let everything be imparted what we said here this morning. Let it never depart. But let it go down deep and deep in the recesses of our spirit and our soul, our understanding. Oh, not just here. My counsel is, let this anointing be upon these hands everywhere they go. Let goodness come into these hands at all times. Whatever these hands touch, let it be touched like the hand was, like the altar, like the tongue, like the fire, like the coal that touched Elijah's mouth. Touch each mouth in here this morning. Touch each hand here, his ears. Touch their ears. That they protect their hearing. Touch their mind this morning. That we be on one accord as one man. Thank you for everyone, every talent, every gift in this room. Woo! Jesus' name. That's it. We'll take it up because I've got some more we got to get. You get a text. All right, see you in service.